It's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are into day 65 of the Joe Biden presidential administration. How's he doing? Well, Michael Schaus, he is the communications director for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. He'll be along to give us his evaluation 65 days in. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Hello, 5:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now. You are still bumper to bumper as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Southbound of Charleston, northbound at Tropicana. They do have the freeway on-ramp light on. It's functioning. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour through there. Also, some slow flows on the Beltway. 215 west at Jones, 515 west at Charleston. You'll tap the brakes there. Expect some congestion southbound Paradise. That's at Russell Road. Interstate 11 southbound at Wagon Wheel. There is some construction that's going to be there for some time. The on and off ramps close nightly in that area at 8 p.m. That's taking place until April 8th.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. It's an off day for the Vegas Golden Knights. They are going to open up a two-game series in Colorado coming up on Thursday. Other news from the NHL. Referee Tim Peel is not going to work another game. He was caught on an open mic saying he wanted to give the Nashville Predators a penalty in their win over the Detroit Red Wings on Tuesday night. NHL Senior Executive Vice President of Hockey Operations Colin Campbell making the announcement earlier today that Peel would no longer be working NHL games now or in the future. He had been scheduled to retire after the season, but his retirement has now started. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We've got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Luca's Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this is something to get excited about. 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Get ready to feel fresh, new, and yeah, like you again. Give your routine a glow-up with daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like Too Faced and First Aid Beauty. And explore the newest arrivals from brands like Tarte and Benefit. Discover endless ways to feel like your best self. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Hurry! This event ends April 3rd. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. I had a chance earlier to visit with Michael Schaus. We have gone through, 65 days? 64 was the news conference. 65 days today of the Biden administration. And it has not been a bed of roses, to say the least, especially when you talk about the southern border. But I talked to Michael Schaus. He is the communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And I asked him, I said, hey, 65 days into the Biden administration, what do you think so far?
Hey, it's interesting to watch. If anybody ever had any doubt of the media's bias, the last 2 months ought to put some of that out to rest. It's not even necessarily about the policies that Biden is pursuing or what have you. It's just the way things are covered. If you watch the press conference just the other day, the questions that were being thrown up are absolutely nowhere near as antagonistic as it would be towards really any other president, let alone somebody like Donald Trump. So I think that's kind of been one of the most interesting things to watch so far about this presidency, is just the way that pop culture has been interacting with it.
I'm curious what you thought of the news conference. I'll give you my perspective. The bar was lowered so much that, short of, stumbling into the East Room or a major, gaffe, that he would probably survive it. I'm just curious what you thought just of the way he handled himself.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew, going into this, none of this was a surprise. We knew that really no matter what he did, short of actually falling on his face, he was just going to get away with it and be praised, and nobody would question any of the questionable things that he said. And sure enough, that's exactly how it played out. He was saying things about immigration, for example, and what was going on with the quote-unquote child detention centers under Trump and the difference between that and what he's doing. And most of it was just made up. It was just talking points put on steroids. And of course, nobody really pushes back against any of that because the media in this country, most of the media, is all on the same team as this president right now. So they excuse a lot more from this guy than they would from even other Democrats, because they're just so desperate to not have a mistake in the White House.
Well, and just so you know, AP did some fact-checking and did find some things that were just flat-out wrong, numbers he was quoting and things like that. So, at least AP is still on the job. CNN probably didn't report it, and I'm just guessing that some of the other news networks, MSNBC and NBC News and ABC News, they didn't really cover much of the fact checking part. But I found it interesting that at least AP went through the motions.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I mean, to, you know, give credit where credit is due. Even some of the, you know, women on The View were a little skeptical of some of the things that he said and called him out on some of it. But what's so interesting is that you've had AP, you've had a handful of lefties, you know, point out that what he said was not totally accurate or what have you. But that's it. You haven't had this, you know, cultural phenomenon that you've had for the last 4 years under Trump, where anytime something is said that could even be interpreted in the wrong way, it's blown up and it's thrown on every single lower third on every single cable news network in the nation. And that just doesn't exist right now. And it's interesting to watch this play out, because one of the things that I always try to tell people is the presidency should not matter that much to you in your daily life. And boy, for the first time, the media has actually taken that advice to heart. Unfortunately, it's because they just don't want to call out some of the stupidity that is emanating from that particular address.
I'm just wondering, you know, with 30 plus, I forget what the number is, of executive actions, are these things that are going to impact you and me in our daily lives?
Yeah, so, and this is, you know, I mean, as much as I would love to just rag on Joe Biden, this has actually been a longstanding problem for decades. Just the overall power of the executive branch. You know, we live in a country that's supposed to have three co-equal branches of government. Unfortunately, what happens is the legislature passes this wonderful thing called the Make America Healthy Act, and basically what it consists of is several thousand pages that tell the executive branch to make up rules. And as a consequence of that, the executive branch has far more lawmaking abilities than most people give it credit for. So every time any president signs an executive order, that's them basically changing a law or creating a new law without it going through the legislative process. The fact that there's been 30-plus so far in the Biden presidency does not bode well, because that means that there are going to be a lot of things that he can do to businesses or individuals without that balance of even other Democrats in the legislative branch. So it's a scary trend, and sooner or later, if he hasn't already, sooner or later, he's going to start hitting on some executive orders that really hit close to home for folks.
I'm just curious, and the first time I started noticing it was in the run-up to Obamacare. Obamacare was full of things that where the sentence ends as directed by the head of Health and Human Services, or as dictated by the director, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, which essentially allowed the head of Health and Human Services to make law. Now, when is that going to be challenged in court? I mean, I would think that would be ripe for all kinds of challenges.
Yeah, so you're right that, you know, Obamacare really woke a lot of people up to this, but it's even older than that. I mean, you look back at the 1984 assault weapon importation ban that Ronald Reagan signed, and it was full of things like that, where the executive branch and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms get to basically make up what they consider to be an assault rifle or an imported assault rifle. So this has been around for a long time. Obamacare took it to a new level. And over the years, you know, it's just gotten worse and worse. And part of the problem, Kevin, is that a lot of these executive orders do get taken to court. And then all of a sudden, the court is trying to essentially decide a very political or controversial idea or policy. And that's not really supposed to be the role of the court. So, you know, everybody gets so concerned about Supreme Court justices and who's on the bench, and they have a right to be concerned. But the only reason why the Supreme Court is as important as it is because the executive branch has far more lawmaking ability than it really should. So it does things that people are very quick to take to court, and unfortunately it creates undue drama, drama that should not really exist in our constitutional system.
There you have it, Michael Schaus. He is Nevada Policy Research Institute Communications Director and one of the smartest dudes I know when it comes to policy. And he has a way of communicating it in a language that all of us can understand. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We are not done. Not by a long shot. Fixing big tech. is something that Congress is trying to get their arms around. The question is, do they have the political will to do it? Is it bipartisan? We're going to find out from Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Friday. And you know how we love Fridays on this show, on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday, you know about the hearings on Capitol Hill. Mark Zuckerberg and all of big tech was there testifying. And I'll just tell you, nothing changed. Nothing happened that altered the landscape. Big tech is still throwing its weight around, will continue to throw its weight around until Congress intercedes somehow, some way. Steve Scalise heard the testimony. He is the congressman from Louisiana. He is second in command for Republicans, and was on with Bill Hemmer this morning. Fixing big tech, in his view, is going to have to be a bipartisan issue, in particular after the congressional hearings yesterday. Listen to this.
Look, you saw bipartisan frustration and anger with the tech CEOs and the way they're abusing their platforms, the way they're hiding behind Section 230 of the law that gives them immunity from prosecution. Yet they're not just acting like the town square. They're literally censoring and picking winners and losers in a forum where people thought they were going to be going just to exchange information with friends and to be able to put ideas out there. Now you see they selectively block certain people. When I asked Jack Dorsey on Twitter about the New York Post article, I'm glad he admitted that was shouldn't have happened. But, I mean, you're talking about a newspaper that was founded by Alexander Hamilton in 1801. They blocked their account for 2 weeks. They couldn't send out anything because Twitter was bullying them, trying to force them to take down an article that turned out to be true right before an election. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, the Hunter Biden article, that's the kind of stuff that angers people, is that they don't see this being played out equally. It seems like conservatives are being targeted more by some of these social media platforms, and Twitter's probably had the worst abuses on this. I mean, they just took Marjorie Taylor Greene off of Twitter last week for probably 12 hours, and then they said it was a mistake. Who's making these mistakes, and is it really a mistake? Why aren't people being held accountable? And I asked him that twice, and he refused to answer who's doing this and if they've even been held accountable. These aren't mistakes.
Did it come up, and did they answer whether or not YouTube or Twitter or Facebook will allow Donald Trump back on their platforms?
It came up, and specifically with Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg was asked if Zuckerberg said that he has a board that he put together to determine when people should be removed or put back on Facebook. And it was asked to him if the recommendation, I think Billy Long from Missouri said, if the recommendation of your board is to put Donald Trump back on Facebook, will you, Mark Zuckerberg, block that? Hmm. And Zuckerberg said no, he would not block it, that they would actually put him back on.
Well, needless to say, nothing is going to happen until Congress decides in a bipartisan way that they got to rein these folks in. Nothing is going to change. I'm just telling you. And that's what's so sad about this. That they genuflect at the altar of Congress, and then they go back and they make the same mistakes. Oh, we made a mistake. Okay, reinstate them. Watch and see if they don't reinstate Donald J. Trump. And they'll call that a mistake. That's what's so sad about all of this. Stick around. More to do. We're not done. We are not done, folks, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The market continues to show its volatility, both up and down, often in the same day. How does this affect our retirement plan? Well, joining me today with some insight is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do we need to know?
Steve, one of the things we need to focus on is a word called repetition. That means over and over again, the same thing. Well, when you get a retirement, wouldn't it be great to get an income over and over again, the same thing or more every single year all the way through
Sign
your retirement?
Me up.
Well, that's income planning. And that takes a lot of the worry out of the retirement world. And a lot of folks are asking me questions, well, Coach, what are we going to do? The market's up, the market's down. What about Bitcoin? What about gold? What about silver? What about your retirement? Now, gold, silver, Bitcoin, just like stocks, you buy them and you hold them. And then you have to decide when to liquidate and sell. And once you're out, you're out. Wouldn't it be great to have, though, an income plan that once you're in, you're always in? You're always going to get that stream of income. It's called income planning, Steve, and it's a whole different designation in the financial world. As a fiduciary planner, I went and received, Steve, after three classes, something called a Retirement Income Certified Professional, RICP, and it was three intensive exams as well. But now I'm certified to offer total income plans. And, folks, if you're worried about retirement, let's take that worry away. Let's take money you've already put aside, and let's get you that guaranteed lifetime income plan that you deserve. Steve, the next 20 people call, they'll get their very own total retirement plan that has lifetime income. I'm also going to give a three-book set of three of the books I've written. I've got a box set on retirement income as well. The next 20 people will get that at no cost or obligation. It's a $1,000 value.
What a great opportunity, Coach. That sounds fantastic. The next 20 callers right now, 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text Vegas, V-E-G-A-S, Vegas to 21000. Text Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. And one of the things I realize is that we have an audience that we call it in the industry churns. People get out of their car, they go away from us for 20 minutes, they go to Albertsons, they come back to their car, they pick up where we left off, and a lot of people are with us for 30 minutes. Some people are with us for the full three-hour dose. We love people like you. But the fact is that people do, as we say, churn. They come in and out of the show. And that means it's something we do at, say, 3:05 or 3:06 in the afternoon. Oh, like this. It's the Friday song. Here it is.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Oh, come on. You know what day it is. It's the best day of the week. It's the day we love on this program. It's called Friday. Oh, I just absolutely love it. Just getting back real quickly to the big tech thing. Nothing is going to happen. Congress has dealt with this, gosh, for the last year and a half, 2 years, and they've had, I think, something like five or six congressional hearings, and yet nothing has changed. There's been no legislation. There's been no... nothing has changed. And these congressmen, God bless them, Democrats and Republicans, they express moral outrage at what they have done. I mean, they've kicked a bunch of my friends off. I mean, Donald J. Trump has been kicked off. Wayne Allen Root has been kicked off. A whole bunch of people have been kicked off. Megan Barth has been kicked off for periods of time. I mean, they throw their weight around as if there is no police to what they do. There's no reining these people in, except by Congress. Congress is going to be the ones who have to do this. And what I saw yesterday, I went back and I watched this morning. I watched the hearing yesterday, and you know they beg and they grovel and they say, "Oh, we made a mistake." But the fact is that nothing ever changes. Nothing ever changes when it comes to big tech. Big tech is going to have to be whittled down. I'm sorry, but it's true. No, something's going to have to change because big tech doesn't seem to be changing. They really don't. Boy, what an amazing week. I want to thank Pat Casale for filling in earlier this week. He did a great job on Monday. I took an extra day to the weekend. Oh, did I ever.